tonight? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing and assembly. I need a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 06-25-1950.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Discussion. Anyone have anything that they see different from our workshops on this? In the body of the resolution, for instance, like if you look at section 9, it says a permanent fund budget for the fiscal year in the amount of zero is hereby adopted.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, because that's no expenditures going through the permanent fund at this point.
Okay. Okay, and the same way with Section 8, then, correct?
What fund was that and what page?
That's economic recovery.
That's correct.
Okay.
And again, we can make budget amendments. We'll probably start right in the beginning of July.
Right.
But we have a good product or platform to start off from. So if you see a $0 value, it just means there's no appropriation coming from that fund.
Okay, great.
And in some cases, we can't predict what we're going to be spending on in the cases of emergency, in cases of favorable circumstances we weren't expecting. So there's a lot of examples of budget amendments or changes in conditions in the bidding environment. And then certainly on the revenue side, we can't always expect what we're receiving. Who knows what we're going to get for all our top. They could all sell. Half of them could sell. None of them could sell.
Yeah.
They could all sell for double, you know.
Yeah. All right. Any questions, Assembly? Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly members Otteson?
Yes.
Downerville?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
And Mayor Miller?
Yes. Item B, page 239, approval to move forward with the sale of city leased owned Tidelands lot 15A and lot 14A, plat 2004-09, currently leased by John Augustine. Requested by John Augustine. I'll open up the public hearing and entertain a administrative report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm going to pass this one on to Clerk Lane. She handled a lot of the Augustine transaction.
So Mr. Augustine submitted his application back in April of 2023, and
right.
It sat for a little bit. He wanted to speak to our appraiser, which he did, and then like I said, he waited a little bit, which is fine. So we did send the request to the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as the Port Commissions, and they both submitted reports in favor of the sale. So this is the first portion of the Assembly's action, which would be the approval to move forward with the sale of Mr. Augustine's currently leased borough Tidelands. And I did order the appraisal because I wanted him to be able to see what the appraisal would be, and that was included in the packet. Great.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Augustine, would you like to testify on this?
Yeah, no, I'm just ready to, I've been leasing it for about 30 years and got some invested in it, and it's kind of got no value to no one but me, so I'd like to purchase it and just have one chunk at the end of the year for property tax.
And there's no access to it other than your property.
Correct. Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank
Any
you.
Other testimony? All right. I'm going to close this public hearing. Assembly, I need a motion.
Move to approve moving forward with the sale of city-owned leased Tidelands lot 15A and lot 14A, currently leased by John Augustine.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Any comments, questions? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Downerville?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Otteson?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C, page 260, Assembly, resolution number 06-25-1953 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving the amended fee and rate schedule. I'll open the public hearing with an administrative report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Rather simple changes to the fee and rate schedule, a couple of them, though, in different categories. First, I would like to encourage the assembly to have an amendment to strip out the credit card fee.
Yeah.
Percentage at this point in time, the surcharge is not realistic for us to apply at this point mechanically. So if you might consider an amendment to that, strip that out tonight, we won't be able to enforce that. From a premium perspective, it was mentioned last meeting that you guys wanted to bring back the property premium from 25%, lower it to 15%, so that's before you tonight. And administration fully supports lowering the barriers to divestiture of public land. I think we should be working towards increasing our tax base, and that's one way to do it, is lower the barriers as low as we can. Additionally, actually, in the room, Mr. Smith, he's building a home, talked to us about water sewer rates during construction, and I'm compelled to make an amendment to the schedule to lower the residential water and sewer rates while homes are in construction up to 18 months at 25% of the rate. So I know that there's not a perfect solution to this because people could perceivably take advantage of it, but I do want to encourage the cost of development being a little bit lower and allow people to direct those dollars towards the development of their property. So that is a third thing in there. So I'd be asking for an amendment for the credit card surcharges to be removed from the schedule, and I'd be asking for an amendment to have a water and sewer construction fee for 25% of the value for up to 18 months of construction.
I thought that we were only charging them at hookup. So you're saying even after hookup, while they're not utilizing it when they're constructing it, what are you envisioning?
Well, I might
with 18 months.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, does assembly? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can do it during the public hearing.
I'll let Mr. Smith explain it, but yeah. I think it's a great idea. So again, premium 25 to 15, remove the credit card surcharges, and then implementation of a water sewer reduced rate in the periods of construction. And I think this is coming at a good time as we're considering construction for Aldertop.
Right.
The six lots adjacent to the hospital and search.
Okay. Thank you. I'll open it up to public testimony. Mr. Smith?
Yeah.
What was your idea?
So Bruce Smith here. Yeah. So a couple of meetings ago, you guys had made an amendment and you'd remove the vacation rates from the water and sewer table. And currently that's what I've got for my property right now. And I'm really not using much of anything currently. I'm paying the vacation rates currently more as a convenience. I have nothing hooked up to the sewer right now, even though I'm paying some sewer rates. I'm using the water at the moment to rinse off my buckets from mud and tape, my paint stuff, things like that. So I'm really not using that much water. What I was using prior to putting myself on the vacation rate was I'd just go get some 5-gallon buckets or some rain water collection, and that's what I was using at that point in time. So right now I'm paying vacation rates on my property for convenience. If it changes where I can't maintain that same rate and I'm paying $120 a month for something I'm really not using, then I'll have it shut back off and go back to water collection or bringing it in from elsewhere. So this is an opportunity during my phase where I'm really not using anything and not residing in the location to basically convenience to turn a hose on and rinse things off versus a 5-gallon bucket. So right now I'm paying something versus I'll turn it off otherwise.
Yeah. Okay, I get you. Even remodeling your home or something.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would
reconcile a building permit to the activity. And so if there's new home construction from identified with a building permit, that would be a rate that we'd be able to offer. I don't think it's going to be something that's going to be used a lot, but we want to lower the barriers to development as best we can.
Yeah. No, I agree. I would prefer this to be in a resolution. Separate from tonight.
We can.
Because it seems to be a little bit more detailed.
We certainly can.
Can we do that for a special meeting?
It would be a fee and rate schedule resolution, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That would be a public hearing.
That's okay.
Okay.
I actually like that idea. What about the assembly? Do you want to handle it tonight?
I prefer a delay, do it separate.
All right. But, I think there's a little bit of nuance to it.
And I guess the question is, is it metered right now or not? Does that have any effect on what we would do here?
I think we're talking just water and sewer, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Electrical is out.
But electrical's out.
Okay.
But is the water metered is my question.
Probably not. Probably like the rest of us, non-metered water. Assembly Member Powell?
So since you brought that up, I thought we were going to do something about new construction was going to get meters.
Right.
Do we not do anything with that?
No, we do not, because we don't have the funding for it.
Yeah, I don't think we have meters.
I mean, there's been a program for...
Yeah, we need to stay on topic, though.
Well, let's move. Yeah. Finish the public hearing portion.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's a really good idea.
Okay.
I think we'll act on it, but I think we probably should have it come back with a resolution and not try to combine it in this.
Sure. And my follow-up question or statement then would be, you guys had previously voted through an amendment of the same thing to remove the vacation rate. Now effective here next week, you've removed the vacation rate with which I'm utilizing.
Yes.
So where does my current rates go after this next week?
Okay, let's handle it tonight. Let's do it tonight. I don't know exactly how to phrase it, but we'll work on it amendment by amendment. Okay? All right, any other testimony? All right, I'm going to close the public hearing, and here's where we begin, Assembly. I need a main motion.
Move to approve resolution number 06-25-1953.
Second.
Okay. I've got a motion by Powell, second by DeBoard. I need an amendment to change the premium.
Well, I'll make a motion to remove the 2.5% fee at this time out of the fee and rate schedule.
All right.
Second.
Okay, so that's the amendment. Any discussion? Okay, does everyone understand we're moving the credit fee charge out? Okay, I'd like a poll vote on the amendment, please.
Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to
amend
the premium from 25 to 15%.
Oh, that's already in the resolution.
Oh, it's on the resolution. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Now tackle the big one.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the water rate fee by 25% for construction not to exceed 18 months.
Water sewer rate.
And sewer.
Water and sewer rate, not to exceed 18 months.
During construction. Okay, we have an amendment. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All right. Discussion. Assembly Member DeBoard.
But it needed to be tied to the permit, was the comprehension. And then going back to what you stated earlier about metering was, that if we had new construction that we were responsible for doing, like on a new road, we would make that residence be metered, but not go through and like do everybody's meter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we have an amendment on the table. Any discussion? Does everyone understand? Assembly Member Powell.
Okay. So I kind of have a hard time with this. I kind of have a hard time with this a little bit because, unfortunately, I am in the middle of redoing a house, right? And I'm using, my construction people use a lot of water. I mean, lots. Okay, so, I mean, Bruce is saying he doesn't use very much water, but how do we know who is and who isn't? And that's why I ask, are we metered? Because then you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to... If you go here, I check the meter, but I get what the borough manager is trying to do, and I am 100% for getting people to build houses. I mean, exactly, okay? And anything can be abused. So I don't know how to look at it that way, but that's why I asked about the meters, because it's kind of hard to abuse a meter.
Yeah.
You know, once it's on there and clicking, you know, the guy's going to go by there and say, yeah, you're using as much water as a normal household is. So, I mean, I don't have the ability to rebuild a house like Bruce is by himself, and he gets to do the work by himself. I have to hire somebody, so they're not caring what my house looks like or how much water I'm using or anything. Yeah. But, and I'm not metered, and nobody is that I know of, but I just, I agree with it. I just don't, I kind of wish that we were looking at new construction that the people would have to put a meter on their house.
Assemblymember Powell, one of the clarifications, I would say this would be just new home construction. It wouldn't be for remodels or anything like that. That'd be new home construction as evidenced by a building permit. And additionally, the metered residential water is something we've talked about for quite some time. Just the expense for the borough to accommodate at this time after a $24 million water treatment plant is not reasonable. but hopefully, you know, we do have our large commercial folks metered in most cases, as some of the small commercials as well. So I think as we start some of these road replacement projects, that's when we're gonna work on metered water.
So I'm gonna ask a question. On this new road that we are constructing, are we gonna put meters onto those?
Not positive.
Okay. Not positive. Fair.
All right, any other discussion? Everyone understand the amendment? Assemblymember Otteson.
I watched a couple houses get built fairly rapidly, and who's to say that this house that's just been constructed, say it's 5 months and it's done, they're moved in, who's to say it's done? My bathroom's not finished. Can I still stay on the rate for the next 13 months? You know, that's a question that's going to get asked.
It's a good question.
Who's to say that house is done?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a good question. Theoretically, there'd be a building inspection if they actually got a building permit. And you could verify at that time.
For residency, yeah.
It's a good question. Complicated one.
Yeah. That's why originally I wanted to do this by resolution.
Yeah, that's good. Now I'm going to ask that question. What percentage are we talking about? Every room has to be done. Every bathroom has to be done. Or are we going to go like with the 75% done house? You're getting off. I mean, that's a very, very good question. Who's going to say it's done?
Yeah, that is a good question. I mean, it could coincide with a building inspection. But I don't know how you would, substantiate substantial completion.
Well, like you just said, if I have a four-bedroom house and four bedrooms and four baths and one of them ain't completed, the house ain't completed.
And you just built your house in 5 months. You got a few more months at a nice rate.
I never thought of that.
Or you could do the old Tyvek routine.
I'm just thinking of my house project I'm doing right now.
But that wouldn't qualify either, because it's not new construction.
No, it's a remodel. I know that, but that's a very good question.
You could very easily with a new construction.
You have to have, you're going to have to come up with a percentage. You can't just say a house is done or not.
But even then, who's determining
who's
the 50%?
That? Yeah.
Or that it's 80% completed?
Assembly, do you mind if I call on Mr. Smith again?
Sure.
He may have a solution.
Yeah, my recommendation wouldn't necessarily be tying it to any percent of complete, but any occupancy whatsoever.
If you're living in there, it's done according to the city then.
Mm-hmm. Or you're using the rates.
Yeah.
Defeats the purpose, Assembly Member Mock?
Yeah, my only question is how does the borough know if someone's living there?
Electric consumption.
Know. Yeah.
Electricity consumption for the most part. And that's the problem with the vacation rates and why we removed them, is people were taking advantage of them. They'd have a rental or something like that, put it on vacation rates. And then they wouldn't tell us that they had a tenant in there and they were getting a favorable. And we knew they were lying to us because their consumption of electricity bill was way high as if somebody lived there compared to the dormant rate. So, I mean, we can monitor that.
Okay, you ready, Assembly? Okay, poll vote on the amendment, please.
Assembly members to board?
No.
Mock?
No.
Austin?
No.
Dalrymple?
No.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, motion, that amendment fails. Okay, and let's vote on the motion as amended.
With no other amendments?
I don't think there are any other amendments unless Assemblymember Mock?
Yeah, I'd like to motion to amend the premium on the real property in Tidelands instead of going down to 15% to 10%.
Okay, all right. I need a second.
No discussion.
All right, and your amendment fails for lack of a second.
Okay.
All right, good try though. All right.
You did.
You're consistent, that's good. Motion as amended, do we have any other comments? Okay, poll vote on motion as amended, please.
All right, Assemblymembers Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, we move to unfinished business, item 12A, page 282. Resolution number 06-25-1951 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of public land for a portion, Lot C, of the healthcare subdivision to Bruce Smith Jr. for the appraised value of $43,934 plus required fees. And I believe, do I need to change that? Total due?
Yes.
No. Well, that's going to be an amendment.
Okay.
We're going to do an amendment.
All right. Okay. We'll have that as an amendment. I need a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 06-25-1951.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Audison. I need an amendment. The price is wrong because... Borough Manager, do you want to explain to the public that price was incorrect?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Very pleased to bring this sale along with the WCA sale to the Assembly. A lot of work around, it's an understatement, rezone, survey several different times. So we certainly have thrown them through the ringer, but I think we've gotten to a good product and something that's going to propel both of the parties forward. Regarding the amendment specifically, for Bruce Smith Jr., the surveying costs reflected at the end result also included some of the work that WCA was doing, and so we didn't feel that was fair. It should be prorated based off of the survey costs relevant to him based on his square footage, and so that figure is actually $1,810 as opposed to $5,430. So the grand total due should be $46,356.
Okay, so we have an amendment.
And I have that figure here if folks need it for the amendment. But by and large, we have went through the process with Bruce Smith as we do for this property sale. I don't know if we've talked about this quite a bit. I don't know if we need more discussion or if you have any questions.
Yeah. All right. So Assembly.
So the question is, the total on this is $46,356 complete?
Correct.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to amend the resolution number 06-25-1951 from $43,934 to $46,356.
That's going the wrong way, isn't it?
No, so if I could, so it would be amending section 2 of the resolution from 49,476. So you're just amending section 2. The amount up here is the amount of the sale. 43,934 is accurate. In the title.
Where's section 2
section
on the,
two
what
on page?
It's on page 285.
It says 49,476.
285?
Yeah, page 285.
It should be 46,356.
In section 2. Here, Mutt can do it.
I don't see it on my...
Move to amend.
I'd like to move to amend section 2... from the full price from 49 $4,476 to $46,356.
Do I have a second?
Yeah, second, yeah.
Okay. So amendment by Mock, second by DeBoard. Any discussion? Does the assembly understand the survey cost?
Yeah. And just to clarify, this hasn't been passed on to WCA. We're just removing that portion from Bruce Smith's survey cost.
Okay, good to know. All right, any comments, questions? Okay, poll vote on the amendment, please.
On the amendment, Assembly Members Mock?
Yes.
Odison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And now motion has amended. Any discussion? This is good to have this resolved. Poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Odison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, item B, page 294, resolution number 06-25-1952 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of public lands for a portion, Lot C, of the healthcare subdivision to Wrangell Cooperative Association for the appraised value of $496,066 plus required fees.
Move to approve resolution number 06-25-1952.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Odison. Manager?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So again, same story, adjusted the zoning. So this is Movia Mixed Use District for the specific area for Lot C. This is being conveyed to WCA in a grand total of $509,648. The purchase of the land is actually $496,000. There's been several things we've done. There's a purchase and sale agreement that you're approving as a result of this, because there are other conditions that needed to be satisfied in terms of right-of-way easements, in terms of upland preservation agreements, and some other conditions for sale. I really appreciate WCA's patience in the process. We did end up resurveying from a 50-foot buffer for utility easement down to a 30-foot buffer in certain sections. So we tried to reduce the buffer to commensurate to utility replacement needs,
right.
And somewhat sensible. So hopefully this is what they wanted out of the deal, and appreciate your patience in getting it across the line. So obviously public hearing for planning and zoning, and that was done in December 17th, 2024, and we've been working through the nuances of this for quite some time. So there's a lot to it.
Yes, yes. Anyone from WCA would like to speak to this?
Good evening, everyone. Esther Ashton, previous tribal administrator of the Wrangell Cooperative Association as of today. I want to speak to this, but also just to be here one last time in front of you on behalf of WCA and as a community member. I am flying out on Thursday. I think that our new tribal administrator, Albert Reinhart, has already had a chance to introduce himself, but I'm excited that he is back in town. He grew up here, and he comes to us with many years of experiencing managing federal funding for all the Head Starts across Southeast Alaska. So one of the reasons I can be relieved that about leaving as far as, or comfortable about leaving, is that WCA is in good hands with Albert and with our tribal council. Just wanted to say gunashchish and thank you to the assembly, to the mayor, to the borough manager, to Kim, for all the years of collaboration and all of the years of just meaningful work together. I think Wrangell, I think together we've all sort of put Wrangell on the map, from Capitol Christmas tree to helping out our citizens in Wrangell with the first FEMA declaration for a tribe in the whole state of Alaska, all the things, all the firsts we did there. I've appreciated being able to take our available funding sources and make them accessible to the entire community. So for the library and the senior center and the fire department and all of those different ways in which we were able to utilize our funding sources to help the entire community, because our funding sources are typically for tribal citizens, but because our tribal citizens utilize everything, we're able to contribute in that way. So have always been extremely happy that we're able to do that. Yeah, lots of good memories. Mason spoke about Capitol Christmas Tree. That was a huge one, where we were the very first tribe to bless a Christmas tree on the U.S. Capitol lawn on live television. That was a little surreal. And just all the wonderful things that we've done over the last 14 years that I've been with WCA. So want to just say gunashish. I will miss everyone. I will be coming back to Wrangell. I'm not quite as sad as I would be if I wasn't coming back in 3 weeks for the totem raising. Please mark your calendars. July 18th through the 20th will be the very first totem raising in Wrangell in 38 years. That was done in collaboration with three master carvers who trained up apprentices. So we put that master apprentice model within our community to try to build up carvers here in Wrangell, which benefits all of us because the tourists literally love the totem carving, absolutely adore. And so now we will have finished totems and we're just continuing on. I've written grants on the weekends before I left just to make sure that we had additional totem carving funding so that project could continue on. Regarding this sale, excuse me for going on a little long on unrelated things, but we're really grateful to be able to work with the city on this. This is my very last time speaking on behalf of WCA, and I think we came and put this purchase request in before the 4th of July last year. Yeah. So it has been it's been a long road with all of the zoning. We were happy that Bruce was able to get the portion of property that he wanted so he could be comfortable with his buffer. Very happy you got that, Bruce. And so just very grateful to the city for entertaining this purchase request. Very briefly, the vision for this is that we have literally outgrown our space. The carving shed was used as a multi-purpose facility for literally everything, and now that's being used for the purpose for which it was built, there is nowhere to hold all of the other things that we were doing in the programs. And so the vision is to build a hall there, somewhat similar to what the old A&B hall used to be. Ed and I decided that it was going to be named the Edster Hall. I think now that I'm leaving, maybe that name won't stick, but I'm still hopeful maybe they'll still call it the Edster Hall. And then we have $500,000 from Central Council that they gifted us to build like a big, huge garden. And so there'll be a garden there, there will be smoke houses, there will be a covered area for culture camps, a big commercial kitchen, and sort of meandering trails where elders can go and pick berries and medicinal plants. So it's a wonderful vision. I am sure Albert will push that vision forward along with the Tribal Council. So just want to say gunashish for all the hard work on this. Mason, Kate, I know there were lots of meetings and lots of hours that went into this purchase. So gunashish, we appreciate you.
Thank you. And best wishes. All right. We have a motion. Any discussion? This has been long in the works. Okay, poll vote, please.
Assembly members. Davenport?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Odison?
Yes.
AmeriCorps?
Yes. Under new business, item 13A, page 333, approval of a contract award to Marble Island LLC in the amount of $1,248,182 for the St. Michael Street Rehabilitation Project.
Move to approve contract award to Marble Island LLC in the amount of $1,248,182 for St. Michael Street Rehabilitation Project.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Odison. Discussion. Borough manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I was just going to also tell the people that are sitting here, you do not have to stay for the whole meeting if your item's finished, so don't feel rude if you leave because it happens all the time. So, yeah. Just really quick. So I appreciate this one. This is St. Michael Street. We have pledged to do a road project every year, and with that road project, we are focusing on underground utilities. We have deferred the maintenance of our underground utilities and replacement for years and years and years. It's very disappointing to have that card dealt to us, but you know what? We're going to work through it. St. Michael's is in tatters. You haven't driven City Market Hill in quite some time. And so we're going to commence this project right after the 4th of July, not to hinder the increase in population that will be here. Expectations for the project were $1.1 million from engineers' estimates. We're going to stop putting engineers' estimates definitively in the bid solicitation. We're going to give them a range, and I'm going to start low. Might even be $0 to up to $1.1 million, because I think sometimes that's taken advantage of. So altogether, about $148,000 different from expectations. We will see a budget amendment in FY26. We certainly won't be spending that all in the month of July, so we'll have some time to amend the budget. But this is approval of contract with Marble Construction. My understanding is they're subbing some of the activities to BW Enterprises, who's a local contractor here, and really optimistic to see this project go well.
And this is our sort of our test road project, where we can kind of gauge the per linear foot, if you will, cost.
We can, and I think we know we're set up for McKinnon Street next year. We've already surveyed McKinnon. We got the utilities paid for by the state to the tune of $600,000 in principal loan forgiveness. That's really great considering the shape the state's in. I don't think we get anything from them, as most communities haven't. So we're gearing up for that one, and then we'll be pivoting on.
Good, good. Any questions? Assembly Member Dalrymple.
I got a comment. Ouch for the price.
It's like, I know.
Cow. But as everybody reminds me, it's what it is now. But just a question. I'm not familiar with Marble Island. Mason, can you brief me where they're from?
Yeah, we haven't actually, to my knowledge, at least in my time here, we haven't had a bid from Marble Island. It's a spinoff of Marble Construction down in Ketchikan.
Okay.
So believe the same characters are involved, but we'll be partnering with local contractors for sourcing rock material and concrete.
Thank you.
And it was nice we had four solid bids on this project.
Well, the nice thing, too, is you have Tideline Construction in there. That's Tonsgaard coming to town. A lot of equipment when you go out to the mill property. So I think you're going to see increased competition for these publicly bidded projects, and that'll be favorable terms for us.
Yeah, that's good. Any other comments, questions, Assembly? Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Cox?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item B, page 336, ordinance number 1087 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding chapter 20.62, planned unit developments, and amending several sections in Title 20 zoning to add and reference planned unit developments to the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve first reading ordinance number 1087. Move to second reading with a public hearing to be held on July 22nd, 2025.
Second.
Okay, motion by Mock, second by Audison. This has been long overdue. This is a good improvement to our code.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. All credit goes to Borough Attorney Luce and his counterpart, Kim, and more so than anybody, Kate Thomas, for bringing this home. I know it's a little bit later than expected, but it's a really great product. I mean, they looked at a bunch of different municipalities. They did a smorgasbord of five different municipalities and tailored this thing custom to Wrangell, and it will be a useful tool. The impetus of this is obviously Surge is looking at doing a plan unit development, so this will be a good way to test out our code and see what complications we run into. I'm going to give you a little bit of plan unit development 101 as I'm learning. Hopefully you guys read the code. But generally, it's a planning tool or mechanism to deviate from development standards. And so it's very common down south, not so common in rural Alaska, but I think we're developing to where this could be a very useful tool. And when I mean development standards, you can't have a residential plan unit development in a commercial area. You can't have an industrial plan unit development in a residential area. You know, so there's you have to be within the zoning criteria, within the ballpark of the allowable zoning criteria. Now, in more complex populated cities, they have percentages of use that they apply in some cases for mixed-use subdivisions. But there's four types. There's residential, industrial, commercial, and mixed-use. So all really great tools. Overall, the process, it will be this way. The planning administrator will receive an application. Much just, it's completely uniform with all our other purchase and sale applications for land and leases. You will submit an application. The planning administrator will provide feedback on the application. It's up to your judgment to follow that recommendation and feedback or not. It will proceed to preliminary approval to the planning commission for review. They will give a public hearing, have a public hearing, and provide notice just as their other meetings. And other types of sales transactions, the commission will rule on the findings presented. They may offer certain conditions, as we do in other land sales, to be adjusted, and they'll issue a findings of fact. And in those required findings, in the required findings, there has to be a deviation that has no adverse impact to the health, safety, and transportation elements of our community. The streets and thoroughfares have to be adequate. The comp plan has to align, and any exceptions are warranted by the design. What I mean by that is if we have a property that we want to develop and there's geologically some anomalies, or there's a lot of bedrock, for example, and we obviously can't expend, we have to narrow the easement to accommodate for that. That's something that we have the liberty of a plan unit development to facilitate. So basically, you're creating liberties in our municipal code for development to allow for maximizing or optimizing property development, but also eliminating impacts to neighboring properties. And I think it's a really great thing. Now, when I say deviations, it's really adjustments. That there's no other avenue or way of doing it. Those adjustments can include minimum lot size. That could be one. Increased non-residential activity is another. Another one would be setbacks internally. So if we're stacking up different types of housing within a planning of development, the setbacks internally between those housing structures would not have to be commensurate to what it would be to a neighboring property in that case. And then there's some others too. I don't need to go through the whole thing, but generally in the code. But so the planning commission will go through their preliminary review. They'll give their finding of facts based off those required findings that I just mentioned. They'll have a final review for commission after adjustment, and then the assembly will ultimately approve. Now, Kate made the good distinction today that, and as the assembly is a legislative body, you're not going to be experts in planning. That's the planning and zoning's job, and so they're supposed to do all the dirty work for you guys to get to the point. However, you will be highly encouraged to actually read the packet on those items, because they will be very, very nuanced. I should also say that as part of this, you have to provide us a site development plan, conceptual design for these plan unit developments as search is done in this process. So that's an element of it. And there's just a lot going on with the plan unit development, but it's a really great tool for us. And I can't think of a better product that we could produce. So.
And it's used in other communities very successfully. And to tell you the truth, we have mixed-use zones in our community already. And if we had this in code, it would have been so much easier. Mm-hmm. And it still has restrictions and regulations, but it allows for mixed use.
It does.
Yeah. So this is a real good thing. Any comments or questions, Assembly?
One last thing, if the Planning and Zoning Commission does not like the plan unit development proposed and they move to not recommend, the prospective developer could appeal, and that would go to the Assembly. So that's why it's important you stay in tune with this, and there is that checks and balances.
Yeah, there is that appeal process. Okay. Yes, Assembly Member DeBoer.
Just one question. Had we discussed having a meeting before July 22nd, a special meeting?
Yeah, yes, but we have not set a date.
Yeah, let's finish this. I was thinking the same thing.
Okay. Maybe
it's okay
the meeting.
With the Assembly after this item, maybe
suspend the rules.
The Assembly can suspend the rules and decide on a date.
Okay. Good point.
Any questions on
this? All right, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members DeBoer?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Pottison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And Assembly, before we move on to item 15, we will suspend the rules and determine a date for our special meeting.
And we don't need it to be a public hearing because the rate schedule was not.
What about the ACL lease agreement?
That is not, we don't have time. I would have to advertise on the 27th for the July 22nd meeting for it to be a 3-week.
That's okay, because is that final approval?
No. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
It's final approval.
I have to look.
I think it's final approval.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be a little bit of a game, but I think we're looking at the week of July 7th through the 11th. It makes no sense for us to have an assembly meeting right here if we don't have enough time to adjust for the next meeting.
Right.
I know that's on the backside of the 4th of July, but potentially, I know we have a planning and zoning commission meeting on the 10th. Mm-hmm. It would probably be best versed on the 9th if we want to bridge a little bit of time from the 4th of July.
So that's Wednesday the 9th?
Yeah. I mean, would you...
Or on Tuesday.
Is everybody going to be around after the 4th of July?
Which day?
Tuesday.
Tuesday,
July 8th?
The 8th works for me.
Okay.
Okay. So, 5:30?
5:30.
Okay. I know. Okay.
All right.
Tuesday, July 8th. 5:30. Okay. All right. Back to the agenda. Attorney's file is available. And executive session, a review of an amendment to the borough manager's agreement. I need a motion.
I move pursuant to 44.62.310(c)(2) that we recess in the executive session and invite the borough manager into the session. Into the session, discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically review of an amendment to the borough manager's agreement.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Otteson. Assembly, do you need a 5-minute break?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members, Mock?
Yes.
Otteson?
Yes.
Yamarko?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Ford?
Yes.
And Mayor Doris?
Yes. Thank you for reminding me of voting.